everyone, and welcome to Commercial Property Executives' quarterly podcast with Crew Network's most inspiring female leaders. I am Laura Kalugar, senior editor with CPE. Although the pandemic is not behind us yet, we currently have a fair share of data to understand just how much the health crisis has affected the commercial real estate industry. Crew Network recently launched a research paper that not only examines the pandemic's impact on women and the commercial real estate workplace, but also reveals the steps that we can all take to rebuild the workforce of the future with a focus on supporting and advancing all women. Joining me today is Wendy Mann, the CEO of the organization, who will explain why this is a critical moment to use COVID-19 as a catalyst for change in commercial real estate. Welcome, Wendy.
I'm delighted to be here with you.
So many women have left the workforce in the past 18, 20 months. What forced them to quit their jobs, and what are all these women doing now?
Well, according to our recent study and research paper, as you mentioned, we see that while 12% of the professionals surveyed left their jobs in commercial real estate, 24% of the respondents said that women in their work location left the company voluntarily as a result of the pandemic. And that's one in four, a pretty dramatic number. So right. those who left the industry because of the pandemic, to your point, 68% are planning to return to the commercial real estate industry in the same role at a different company. 65% would not return to their company if they received an offer to return with full pay and benefits restored. 44% started their own business or pivoted to another area of commercial real estate. 35% said they would return to their company if they received an offer to return with full pay and benefits restored. And 21% are planning to return to the industry in a new role at a different company. So when you look at these different, when we look at the anecdotal information and open-ended responses from women, the majority of those who left voluntarily did so to care for family or for health reasons. So that's right now, that's where we know the market's going of those who've left.
How far away are women from pre-pandemic employment levels?
Well, we don't have any official data on it as yet. My sense, based on the significant number of jobs being posted in our Crew Network Career Center and the number of companies that are hiring right now, there are many, many opportunities for women to re-enter the workforce if they haven't already. And with children back in school and the majority of those eligible to receive the COVID-19 vaccine are vaccinated, we feel like that we will be seeing some of that shift back into the workforce over the next several months.
You've been promoting women in commercial real estate for so many years. So you must know a lot about how much COVID-19 has stalled women's progress in commercial real estate. What is your take on this?
You know, we have been watching this for a long time and watching the movement of women in the industry. And, you know, like the rest of the world, we've never seen anything like this before. And it really did disproportionately affect women in the workforce because they are typically the primary caregivers. And we knew from our 2020 benchmark study that we had already seen that very little progress had been made in the last 10 years. And we believe that progress for women really came to a halt in March of 2020, when the pandemic hit. When we asked the survey questions in July of 2021 about women's progress in the industry, here's what they said. 38% said that they believe the pandemic stalled progress for women. 32% believe it derailed progress for women or set them back. 16% believe the pandemic had little or no impact on women. And 14%, believe it or not, felt like it leveled the playing field for women, which is an interesting thought, right? So there is a feeling among women that that happened. But still, you see the greatest percent, of course, at 38 and 35%, where they feel like it was either stalled or derailed or stopped completely. So the thing is that what I think we can garner from that is that we already had seen very little progress as of 2020. Then the pandemic hit, and there is a feeling among the majority of women that responded to our study that it has even put us back even further than lack of progress. It's actually reflected heavily in the number of women who've had to leave or adjust because of the pandemic. So we're at a real point in time where we have to decide in terms of an industry you know, what's next and how can we retain women in that aspect of diversity in the workforce.
How much have canceled projects, budget cuts, and lockdowns impacted women's jobs in commercial real estate?
You know, well, you know, early on, there were, you know, everything slowed down right in the March 2020 to May, June timeframe. And then we realized this was going to be a marathon, not a sprint. And I think that, you know, we did see some canceled projects or at least some stalled projects. We did see a significant number of budget cuts. And of course, I mean, everybody went remote. So in the study, of course, we noted that 12% of the women who lost their commercial real estate jobs during the pandemic, of that 12%, 78% were forced to leave due to canceled deals, budget cuts, organizational restructuring due to COVID. So that's a pretty significant. So of 12%, 78% did not leave voluntarily. However, over the last year, we have heard from crew members that business is flourishing. Every time I get on a call with members, no matter what group of members it is, I always ask, how's business going? And 99.9% of the time I hear, I am so busy. There's so much, you know, happening, a lot of transactions happening. And so business seems to be going really, really well. And so I feel like from our perspective, the recovery is in full swing, or maybe it didn't really, we're not necessarily recovering from a economic or a business slowdown, but more a recovering from the loss of jobs during the early part of the pandemic. So I think in some cases, business is booming. In the majority of markets, commercial real estate is doing really well. And you see it in particular, I mean, industrial actually never was impacted. Multifamily, well, impacted in a lot of ways. There's still a lot of development going on, and particularly in major markets. So we feel like that even though we're still in recovery when it comes to drawing women back into the real estate industry post-pandemic, or, you know, in the early parts of this recovery, business is still continuing to do really well after the initial slowdown. So I think there's real possibility and real positivity in the marketplace right now. And I think for the challenge for companies is bringing those women, identifying and getting women back into the leadership roles within companies to make sure that we don't lose the little progress that we have had for women.
What have crew members who are also mothers told you about how they got through the pandemic? What was most difficult for them?
Yeah, it's so interesting because, you know, I have some great observations around that, but both men and women became full-time caregivers and teachers during the pandemic. And women have described it as a balancing act, right? Where work and family life blended together because everything was done at home. You know, family and roommates became office mates. The 9-to-5 workday disappeared for a lot of people, and work was handled at all hours of the day because that's how it had to be. So companies became more flexible, right? So if you were, you know, typically, you know, parents might split the day where one parent works in the morning and the other parent takes care of children or teaches, does the educational piece, and then switches in the afternoon. Or you spend the morning time with your children and you work into the evening to get your job done. So there were all kinds of work arrangements that had to be flexible to accommodate all the responsibilities that people had at home. And we talk specifically about women because typically, you know, women are the primary caregivers. But I feel like this was a great equalizer for parents at home as well, to take more responsibility equally for children. So I think that was something that that we're seeing more and more of. And women really did rely on their partners to handle, you know, home care, whether it was childcare, teaching, or elder care, somewhat during the pandemic. And 83% of the respondents said they personally managed the majority, or at least half of the family care. So 43% of women and 22% of men said that they managed the majority of family care. 41% of women and 57% of men said that they managed care equally with a partner, which was what I alluded to earlier. And that's a pretty good almost 50-50 balance. 16% of women and 22% of men said that they did not manage the majority of family care. So that gives you a little bit of an indication of the balance between and who was doing the majority of the work.
How difficult has it been for women to climb up the professional ladder lately?
95% of women felt that their career progress was stalled or completely derailed during the pandemic. And I think while this is a disheartening data point, I can tell you that women in commercial real estate, especially within CRU, they've really rallied to help one another and continue supporting each other through this whole time period. And CRU Network, of course, our mission is to help advance women. So in terms of working towards promotions, I think there has been some change, maybe not significant, but there has been some growth and development and opportunity for women. But there's also been that huge amount of loss of women. So our mission has been to advance women, and we are trying to build that workforce that's more diverse. And so we continue to focus on bringing women back in and helping them advance. And I think there was so much uncertainty and so much unknown in the first 6 months that it would have been impossible to really make decisions about promotions or advancement. But I see now that we're in this new phase of the pandemic where it's the new normal. I hate saying those words, Laura, but I'm saying that.
I totally understand.
We at CRU, we're calling it the new different. So with the new different, I think that we're going to see a significant intentionality around both bringing women back to the workforce, but also intentionality around getting women into leadership roles that they can, help elevate up both the company and other women in those roles. So we're hopeful about that. And I'm seeing that here and there. And I think we'll see more of that as time goes on.
What can you tell us about how women's careers and personal priorities changed as a result of the pandemic?
You know, this was really interesting to me, I guess not surprising, but it was very clear to us through the survey results that both personal and professional career priorities changed during the pandemic. And I think this, you know, people are calling it the great pause. And I think this great pause gave people time to reflect on what's really important to them. And I think it, you know, many of our commercial real estate professionals reevaluated their careers. And especially if they weren't satisfied in the first place, it really was an opportunity to go, you know, is this what I really want? And I think that it reset the definition for career satisfaction and company success. And many of them, you know, struggled to do their job remotely. So when you look at the data, 52% of women said their career priorities have changed because of the pandemic. That's a little over 50%. But the big number, 90% of women said their personal priorities have changed because of the pandemic. And let's just acknowledge that when your personal priorities change, it's going to impact your career priorities as well. So, you know, there were hundreds of survey comments cited the immediate need for better work-life balance, a stronger focus on self-care and mental health, and a more flexible work arrangements. And I think we're seeing the outcomes of that with companies adapting and changing their policies. And frankly, that's a big, you know, point for the future, is to draw women back and keep women in the workforce. And frankly, men somewhat as well. These are new areas that we have perhaps dismissed in the past that companies are taking a deeper look at now, particularly the work-life balance and mental health and the flexibility. Those are really key points. So I think that's sort of what we've seen as major significant changes for women. And as I said, I don't like to disinclude men, if you will, because whatever changes we make or companies make, they're going to be good for both men and women. Our data, as you know, primarily focuses on women, but change will be good for everyone.
Right. Were there any bright spots? Has the pandemic triggered any changes to work culture, company values, gender equity, mm-hmm. diversity?
Yeah. You know, I think the greatest, most important thing that companies have learned from this, and this is a bright spot for everyone, as leading thinkers always said that, you know, I quote Peter Drucker said, culture trumps strategy. But I think what we've learned from the survey, and maybe what we've known deep down all along, we didn't quite pay attention to until the pandemic, is that culture trumps everything. If a company doesn't have a good culture going forward, people are not going to work for you. And I think that kind of broad perspective is that companies, and we're seeing this already, and I think I mentioned there's a very high percentage of companies that have already made changes to policies around flexibility, around balance. And they're really looking deeply because we are in such a challenging market right now to get and keep employees, right? There's tons of jobs in commercial real estate right now. And right. I think that, you know, as we're coming out of this, and as I said, we're seeing that the business is booming. But I think culture is going to probably be the biggest change we see. And I think it's going to be the brightest spot of this whole pandemic. And what it means for women is that we are going to have more of the things we need to be both successful, which we want. Women are ambitious. They have a higher calling in careers as well. But we also are at a point where we can say we can do it all. We just need the right systems and culture in place to allow that to happen. And I think values will be very important, what companies promote as their values. And I see this particularly with the younger generation. Young people aren't going to work for companies that they don't share their values. And that means things like environmental issues, cultural issues, diversity. Young people, I mean, and all people, I think, really recognize the richness of a diverse workforce and how much you can learn from different perspectives, different cultures, and life experiences that people bring to the table. That's all going to culminate in a much richer workforce, a much richer culture, and a bottom line, I truly believe, and the studies have shown, a bottom line that is much improved because innovation happens when you have diversity of perspective and voices in the room. So I have some data points here, but I'm not going to share those because I think that answer is more of the big picture of the message that's coming out of this. This is a cataclysmic moment for companies to really take a hard look at what their culture is and how they're going to grow and be successful in the future isn't how they did it in the past.
What can you tell us about the new opportunities that COVID-19 create for women in commercial real estate? Because we can talk about new opportunities, right?
Yes, we can. So what our study said is when asked about preferred work arrangements, 68% of respondents favor a company with flexible work arrangements. I think that bottom line among everyone agrees that's going to be a priority. We've proved it, right? We can work remotely and business is getting done. The interesting statistics within that 68% is that 51% said that if they had the choice of two equal offers and one was a company with flexible work arrangements and the other wasn't, they definitely go to work for the one with flexible work arrangements. And that is a message loud and clear to companies. You know, the best and the brightest, they're going to be able to call the shots on what they want. And companies are going to have to adapt to that because they want the best and the brightest. The other percent here of the 68% respondents who favor a flexible work arrangement, 17% said that they would actively seek work for a company that has flexible work arrangements. And I don't have the statistic off the top of my head, but there is a percentage also that said they leave a job if it doesn't have flexible work arrangements. So we could see some exodus from companies looking for that more progressive, flexible policies for their employees. And I think that's a real opportunity for women to create their own space going into the future is now is the time to say, this is what I need. Here's what I can bring to the table. You know, is this what you're going to be able to give me? And I think that we have some negotiating power on that now. And I think that's amazing.
How can industry leaders win these women? What actions should commercial real estate leaders take now to not only stay competitive, but also be attractive, an attractive employer to women?
Right. Be a leader, not a follower in the industry of that cultural transformation. Well, here are three key points, Laura, that I think are really important. First, companies need to institute a more flexible work policy. And 41% of our respondents prioritize this as a number one thing that they need. And while 70% of companies did create more flexible work policies during the pandemic, only about half of them are offering this possibility of flexibility long term. So I think companies need to think about it more long term, the ones that aren't. Second, next, we think that conducting an equal pay assessment, 34% of our respondents said this would be important to them. And we know from our 2020 benchmark study that women are still paid less than men in both terms of base salary, which is at a 10% gap, and commission and bonuses, which is at a nearly 60% gap. So equal pay, I think, is also a business imperative in a way to attract women back and keep them. And then two additional areas of focus are actively recruiting women back to the workforce, and then increasing employee professional development, supporting women with funding, investing in them to grow and develop through organizations like CRU, where you can come and get leadership skills to get development. You can network and do business deals within CRU. There's so much that's worth investing in. And so giving your female employees the opportunity to pay for them to get additional training and leadership, that is so important. And not enough companies in real estate do that. We really don't pay attention to that. And I think it's going to be an imperative going forward.
So in conclusion, what do women in commercial real estate want and need most now to quickly overcome all pandemic-induced challenges?
Well, I think that what I would say is that commercial real estate companies are taking action to support and advance women. And we're seeing this through our recently launched pledge, which is going really well, where companies are committing. So I think, you know, that gives us hope too, right, Laura? We went from 17 companies committed to our CEO action pledge for women and diversity in commercial real estate to 36 CEO signatures within a 2-week period. That says to me that the companies out there are willing to make the commitments that they need to, but they need to take action to support and advance women as the industry recovers from the pandemic, but they also have to make long-term change, and it has to start now. This is a critical moment for employers to understand changes that women need to bring them back to the workforce and to help them flourish and contribute to the success of the company. And again, success may look different than it might have in the past. And the data reveals the degree to which the underrepresentation of women, especially diverse women in the workforce, still persists. And it has worsened since COVID. So I would say it's culture, changing the culture, adapting policies to flex, intentionality around recruitment of women, pay parity. Those are things companies need to be doing to bring women in and help them flourish and grow.
Thank you so much, Wendy. I really enjoyed our conversation.
Thank you, Laura. Appreciate you having us with you on the show and letting us share some of our insights from our research.
Until our next chat, make sure you visit cpexecutive.com for the latest interviews, podcasts, and trend stories.